welcome to episode 18 of the Nightlight Stories podcast, recorded on February 14th, 2010. Happy Valentine's Day! This podcast tells one original story each episode that will light up the imagination of children of all ages, anytime, anywhere. I am your host and narrator, Miss Mel. Currently, in the Nightlight Stories household, we've been working with our two young kids on having patience with each other. Our youngest is in the destroying phase, and that makes for a very unhappy big brother. We try to remind him that she is learning, and we try to make him a part of that. It can be hard, though, for both of them. However, when one is upset or hurt, the other one is the first one to be there to offer comfort and kind words. They are, in every sense of the word, siblings. The poem Captain Destructo was written by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. As you listen to the poem, consider the following. Have you ever had a hard time being patient? Captain Destructo by Chris and Melissa Bouguet. Today was a life-changing event, as you will plainly see. My baby sister started to walk and headed straight for me. Well, not exactly me, but everything I hold dear. My cars, my blocks, my lightsaber, all I felt was fear. Sharing with my friends at school is easy most of the time. My baby sister is different. She should already know what's mine. She's been easy to handle for months now as she rolled and crawled across the floor. I could throw a toy across the room and she would bother me no more. She toddled over to my tower, the one I made with blocks. A masterpiece of design and form, I felt as clever as a fox. It took me half the morning. I was so proud of it and all. She giggled and she pushed right through it, just like a wrecking ball. My dad came right over and gently led her away. "Hey, Captain Destructo," he said. "Let's go over here and play." The next day in the kitchen, I was enjoying a cup of juice. I heard those little pitter-patters. The captain was on the loose. The footsteps were coming down the hall, headed in the general direction of the newest tower creation I just built with such affection. I screamed, I flailed, I yelled for help. Nothing got her attention. She giggled hard, and I knew I'd need an intervention. "Mama! I need you! She won't give me a break. She's gonna knock my tower down. This is all that I can take." Now she was gonna get it with Mama on my side. When Mama wants to talk to you, there is no place to hide. I waited for the holler, the one I was sure I'd hear. Instead came the gentle whisper of Mama faintly in my ear. "She isn't being malicious. She's young and doesn't know. Teaching her how to build and play is how she'll learn and grow. You used to knock things over, too. It made you laugh with glee. It wasn't all that long ago, if you search your memory. Now take a deep breath in, then let it out with force. Yelling at your sister will only make you hoarse. Try talking to your sister with much more grace and ease. Try, 'Come on down and sit with me,' or 'Will you play, please?' Last but not least, and I know this is tough, remember that she loves you, even though she might be rough. The more you react with anger, the more she thinks it's fun. So patience is a virtue. You know I love you, hun." Who is Mama kidding? This isn't going to work. She's going to steal my car and grab at my new shirt. I watched my mom leave the room, turning to give me a smile. I guess I could try it, even though it's not my style. "Hey, Captain," I said, with a voice soft and sweet. "Do you want to play with me? Why don't you take a seat?" Do you know what happened? Can you even guess? She plopped right down next to me and started to make a mess. I felt like jumping up and running to get some space, but I remembered Mama's words and I looked right at her face. "These blocks can make a tower that is really, really tall. Will you help me build it? I know we'll have a ball." I handed her some blocks as she placed them one by one. I smiled at her and said, "Now we're having fun." Together we built a tower, just the captain and me. Then we knocked it down together and laughed so joyfully. She is my baby sister. Captain Destructo is her name. Sometimes she drives me crazy, but I love her just the same. We hope you enjoyed the story. Just a quick reminder that you can find some useful vocabulary and comprehension activities to keep your imaginations illuminated even after the story is over at the blog nightlightstories.net. You can also find us on our Facebook fan page or Twitter at Nightlight08, where you can get updates on all things Nightlight Stories. We want to send out bright birthday wishes to Christy H. of Philadelphia, Victoria J. of Maryland, Mike N. of New York, Aunt Julie of New York, and Luke N. of Virginia. We hope your day sparkled. If you want to be part of getting a Nightlight birthday wish, send us an email at nightlightstories@gmail.com. Please send us your first name and last name initial only, along with your age and date of your birth. There are no age limits. This episode and any other past or future episode is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 license, which means that you have permission to share these stories, but don't sell or alter them in any way. As always, I look forward to watching the glow grow brighter with the many stories we can share together.